I'd like you to just lay back and relax and get comfortable. Make sure your waistband's not too tight. Kick off your shoes and just listen. I want you to close your eyes and imagine the words that I'm telling you. I want you to imagine inside of your mind, on the front of your forehead, there's a little tiny movie screen. I want you to watch yourself open the car for the pretty girl. She's so pretty. Your girlfriend, your wife, just a date. Regardless, she's special to you. And as you open that car door for her and watch her step out, she looks so nice. She's dressed so stunning. And you notice that she has the sweetest smelling perfume on. Your eyes devour her. You offer her your arm. As you stroll closer and closer and closer to the line, you stand there. For a long, long time, you stand there. And stand there. And stand there waiting in line. When you finally get inside, when you finally cozy up to that tiny little table, with a pink tablecloth and a little tiny votive candle holder flickering just a little bit of light. You settle into your seats and get cozy, order a drink, and you just stare at her. And as the show begins, you notice a very entrancing Dominica walking on stage. You see me so clearly now. My beautiful blonde hair, so silky and soft, falling over my shoulders. My hot, firm body. It looks almost as good in this tight bustier and short skirt as it does naked. You find yourself like everyone else in the theater, very focused upon my prominent figure on the stage, spotlight blaring. In fact, right now you can see me standing in front of you. You watch my mouth move. You hear my words. You begin to smell my perfume as I have left droplets of it on the air conditioner vent. I want you to smell me. I want you to see me. I want you to hear me. I want you to feel every word that leaves my lips. And as I stand there talking, you watch my eyes looking. I'm watching the audience. My hand begins to pull up and point to a gentleman in the back. You, sir. Come right up here on stage, please. And as he shakes his head no, I giggle. How could you possibly tell me no? Come on up here, sir. Come a little closer to me. And of course he rises from his seat. You begin to feel your heart pound. You look down and look up again, and notice my eyes staring at you, and then I look away, over to the lady, just to the left of you. How about you, ma'am? You look like somebody who would really enjoy some hypnosis. Why don't you come up here with me? Maybe I can keep you better company than him. And you watch that pretty girl that you stood in line with for so long stand up and come towards me, realizing that I'm going to hypnotize her. Your cock begins to harden. This is hot. This is really, really hot. And my eyes divert over all the way to the back on the left-hand side. You, young man, you come here to me. And there is no resistance in him at all. He just simply stands and strolls straight to me, walking so close to me. As he comes up on stage, I can feel the craving that was inside of him. I bet he's so glad he was called upon. Now there's an older lady in the middle with her daughter, and I can just tell she's going to drop like a rock. So of course I coax her up here, get her up on the stage, sit her in one of the chairs behind me, and then my gaze drops back onto you. And you begin to sweat. And your heart begins to pound. Thud, 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 thud. You just know I'm going to pull you to me. And you can feel it inside of you already. You don't want to stand up because you know you're rock fucking hard. And as my lips move, it's as if you cannot even hear the words as I tell you to come to me. You, sir, come to Dominica. And you swallow hard, realizing what's just happened. But you don't stand up. You sit there, staring at me with your mouth agape. And everybody cheers you on. Come on, come on. You know you want to get up there. So I take one step after another step after another step after another step, down those steps, back three aisles, and slide my hand out to you. I've come to take you. Follow me, sir. Come on now. And of course, the audience is so kind to give you a little encouragement. And as we make our way back up to the stage, I comment on our way about that little pop tent you have going there. It seems it arouses you to have your date be hypnotized by me. Let's see what it does to you to have it done yourself. I watch the flush. The flush flood into your cheeks. Feel it now, flooding into your cheeks. Flush, blood, embarrassment, sexual tension. You don't know whether to hate this or love it. And as you settle down into your seat on the stage, as you settle down deeper and deeper into your seat on the stage, you find yourself becoming more and more concentrated upon my voice. You find your vision going blurry. You find your body becoming very heavy. And as I speak very low, only to those of you on the stage, never using my microphone so the others can hear, they don't know what I'm doing to you. You find all of your muscles give in. They go completely limp. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Completely limp. Your body gives in, and your mind gives in. All those thoughts you were thinking of suddenly vanish. All that internal talking, it turns off. You can't hear yourself talk to yourself inside your head anymore. It just turns off. It's so quiet in there. Now only my words float around inside your head. Only my words are processed by your mind. You find yourself intensely focused upon me. You're no longer staring at a movie screen. No. Now you're right here with me. Now you're right here with me, and you feel the stage fall out from underneath you. You feel yourself go almost unconscious as you feel yourself fall deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper down, all the way down to the bottom. As you look over to the side, you find yourself resisting. You find yourself staring at your date. You can't believe that she's slumped over in her chair. Her mouth is open and she's drooling. She's simply drooling. It looks like she's passed out. It looks like she's drunk. And you find your cock straining again at the sight of her. So helpless to my power. And you think you're immune. You think you're immune. You can't be hypnotized so easily like she was. And then you find my words affecting you again. You find my words slamming into you one after another after another. It's as if each time I say the word deeper or deep or drop or fall, hypnotized, mesmerized. Each time I give you a command to become more deeply entranced, you find yourself giving in more and more and more. In fact, the feeling becomes so good that you just let go. You simply let go and fall deeper and deeper and deeper down. Your body goes slack and limp, loose and relaxed. Your mind clears of anything but my words. And you find yourself completely and totally open to all of my suggestions. Your subconscious mind soaks them in one after another after another. You find yourself pulled into Dominica's words. And suddenly, you're awake, or you feel awake. You can see the pretty girl obeying me so mindlessly, thoughtlessly, helplessly, and it torments you sexually, the sight of her doing my every command. It torments you sexually. She stands on one foot, chewing gum, swirling her hand around and around on her belly, and patting the top of her head with the other hand, humming the American anthem. And somehow this is so sexual to you. You find yourself so aroused. You just know you're dripping in your pants. You just know there's a spot there and you're going to be embarrassed when I turn my attention on you. And as I tell the pretty girl to stop, drop, and roll because she's on fire, you almost come yourself, don't you? So turned on, so sexually aroused. Dominica's words ring through you now as you watch the pretty girl beg on her knees, so close to my pussy. You're so hard now. Your cock is so hard now. Watch her beg and plead. Watch her feign worshipping. Watch her lick at the very tops of my thigh highs. You don't think you can handle all this anymore. It's just too strong. It's just too erotic. You're just not sure if you can handle it. It's just so fucking hot. You've never been put in a position like this before. You've never, ever been put in a position like this in public, with so many people watching. You awaken now on the stage again. Not sure how you got there. The people are laughing, and you're just not quite sure why, are you? You realize suddenly you're completely naked. Looking at her, she's completely naked too. She's panting like an animal in heat. Looking at you, staring at you, absolutely gnawing at the floor, wanting to get at you. She looks like she's going to attack you. And as a matter of fact, you look exactly the same way. Primal lust and heat pumps through both of you, and it is directed towards either one of you, and everyone is watching. And as soon as I snap my fingers, you're going to find yourself attacking each other. Sexually, you attack each other. Sexually, you need each other so bad, so intensely, so completely and totally, desperately, attack. Sexual perversion so strong, you try to devour one another. You thrust your hard, dripping cock towards her. You need that pussy, don't you? You need that tiny, shaved, perfect, little, wet, humping pussy. She's so hot. Her hips hump in the air. They pump. They need it so badly. You try so hard to push it in her. You're pointing it. You're pushing it. That's right. You're pushing it towards that wet, slippery little slit, aren't you? All you know are the animal lusts inside of you. All you know is that you need to own every part of her in this moment. You need to own her sexually in this moment. You need to fuck. Until you realize your cock is gone. There is no cock. Look down. I took it away. And it doesn't hurt. In fact, it actually feels like it's still there, but it's not. It's simply gone. And it's not replaced with anything. It's just not there. You panic. Your heart begins to race. Your mind begins to reel. You just don't understand what's happened. You're just not quite sure what the fuck has happened. Where is my dick? You just don't know, do you? And you turn to me, looking at me, knowing it has to be me. After all, I am the one in control up here. I have your dick. I hid it. And you can have it back. That's right. Watch my shiny lips as I say it. After you beg. That's right. You have to beg Dominica to get it back. Or you're going to spend the rest of your life searching for your cock, and you're never going to find it. What are you going to do? You're never going to be able to fuck that little wet pussy. So embarrassed and overtly horny, you have no choice. You're helpless to resist me. I've backed you into a corner, because I'll hide it forever if you don't beg. Now I know that your pride is working overtime right now. You're so flush and hot. Your heart is pounding so fast. You're breathing so hard. You're sweating. You're not sure what to do. You're embarrassed, and you're scared, and you're hot, and you're turned on, and you're fucking horny, and you don't know what to do. So you feel yourself right now fall to your knees. You don't have a choice. You fall to your knees, and you beg. You beg on your knees, and you plead on your knees, and you beg over and over and over and over again. You awaken in a dark bar again. That's right, you're still on the stage, only it's very dark in here now. All the candles are blown out. All the people are gone. And you're still naked. And you watch your pretty date follow behind me so obediently now. She looks rather lost. Her eyes look very vacant, don't they? Now I need to explain to you. Your date has accepted a position with my show, and she will be leaving with my show. We're a traveling show. You don't mind that, do you? No, you won't fight, Domenica. You never fight, Domenica. And as you realize that you lost her to me, as you beg and plead on your knees to have her back, please give her back, please. What are you doing to me? I simply hand you your clothes. And I know you like it because you're still fucking hard. And as you drive home alone in a foggy haze, you answer your ringing cell phone and you hear my voice on the other end. Go to sleep. Totally blank. You simply black out. You awaken again in a hotel room. Look around. It looks hot in here, doesn't it? Hot, horny, and so fucking comfortable. You watch your date following me again, but you no longer realize she's your date. You find yourself slowly folding clothes. You don't know why. You don't know when. You don't know how. You have become Domenica's butler. And your date is my little personal assistant. And your life you once knew is now missing. And as I prance around my suite in my little bathrobe, slowly sipping my coffee in the morning sunshine, I stare over at you. I look at the blank void that used to be eyes. I look at the helpless, quiet flicker of pure obedience. And I know deep inside of you, as you slowly fold those clothes, you're still hard. The end. I hope you enjoyed my little story. I hope it felt so good, and you saw every nuance, and felt every touch, and smelled every single smell. Now, if you enjoyed listening to this recording as much as I enjoyed recording this recording, then you be sure to come and visit us at www.missdomenica.com for more titles, more subject lines, and more seduction. Ta-ta for now.